After a very difficult week, you've had a great
winter. Listen, it's, as I said in the programme notes, you know, there's been more twists and tails to this season than the Game of Thrones, so there is. So, you know, it's pleasing. You know, it was a great afternoon's work by the boys, and, you know, it's certainly still not over, you know, and it shows you how competitive the league's been. You know, there's even Forfar, you know, still having a go. So the importance of that one also takes that little bit of pressure away, but at the same time, everything is still very much on our own hands now, and we have our upper one game to do that, 90 minutes of football, you know, to earn the right to play in this league. And, you know, if we do that, in terms of how this season has went, particularly, not just for Clyde, but in particular because we've had probably the busiest schedule and everything to deal with, the amount of players in that we're losing now, you know, we just seem to be getting hit with a blow after blow, but the boys, you know, keep coming and bouncing back, and if we do it, you know, it'll be a great achievement for us.
You're part one of the job done, obviously. You won't be automatically relegated, you know that now. Going into, you know, midweek, you're in a position where you might not even kick a ball and still and be safe.
But listen, you don't want to rely on anybody, you know, and everybody's still highly competitive, you know, in terms of where they all are. Everybody, you know, and I can say that in terms of how this season's went and how we've started back and the demands of the game, you know, everybody will be in the same position that they can't wait for the season to finish, just with the demands, you know, not just their Clyde players, but every player in League 1 and League 2, the demands of what they've had to go through, you know, has been absolutely incredible. And we'll probably never see the likes of it again, you know, as a one-off. But in terms of that, you know, we'll prepare. We'll be in training on Tuesday evening, preparing for Thursday. And, you know, that's all we can focus on is taking control. You know, what happens here on Thursday night, and that's the way our mindset will be approaching, you know, this week.
In terms of the game, though, I mean, Dumbarton started really well and had a wee scare at the start there, and it could have been very different.
Yeah, they did. I mean, I thought David Goodwill, in terms of how he started the game, I thought he set a real tone for us, and he goes back there and he's defending, you know, inside his own box, and like a striker, they are defending back in their own box, you know, he made a risky pass and it got cut out, and Miroda got a little bit of luck, which he did at times at that stage of the game, and that was a big moment. So I thought that we handled everything. But Dumbarton are very, very good at, you know, their big physical side in terms of how they create opportunities, you know, down outside of you. They get free kicks, they get throw-ins, they get corner kicks, etc. And they work the ball very well, and every time that they do that, the Wolves then got an opportunity to put the ball in the box. And we were very much aware of that, even more so today, in terms of how we conceded the last time there. But I thought, you're not going to stop it every single time, but I thought any times that the balls were coming in the box, I thought our defenders were outstanding today. I really thought we had a good overall performance.
Matt Lamont coming back into the team, he's
starting
for you today with that.
Listen, I was so pleased for the guys that have come in today, Martin McNiff, Jamie Bain and Matt Lamont. I thought they were tremendous, you know, to be out for such a long period of time, you know, and then get called upon and take the opportunity that in the way that they did, you know, I'm so pleased for them. And that's the difficult challenge that managers have, you know, it's never easy leaving players out. And you know, they're good pros, they boys, and that's what I said to them. I says, go and do it for yourself, you know, in terms of where you are. You've waited patiently, you've kept yourself right. Jamie Bain, I thought, was outstanding. You can talk about wee Mark Lamont's wonderful goal, and it was, but I thought Jamie Bain, and he's such a good pro, you know, every time that he's not taken the field in the last two or three games, you know, he's always out there keeping himself right, always doing that wee bit extra, and that's what good pros do.
And how's Craig after?
No, it's not looking good. Looks like there's a dent and a fracture in his cheek, so that's another blow, you know, to the list of injuries that go out. And fortunately for us, come Tuesday, we'll be able to get the boys back out of isolation, so that'll be an added boost for us.
And
so
Tom Lang's out as well.
Tom Lang's out as well. He's waiting on a keyhole surgery for a tidy up his cartilage. So he's
yeah,
yeah. Listen, he's did well. You know, Big Tom would go through a brick wall for you. You know, he's that type of character. And listen, he's gutted that he can't be out there with the boys. So he is, but you know, he's got to make sure that he gets his cell right and ready for his new adventure. But he's been absolutely fantastic, and a pleasure to work with.
All right. Okay.